The folks at app.net, and I mean the guys who actually run the service, have come up with a new method for their broadcasts feature. And what the idea behind the broadcast feature was is that you could create a channel that people could subscribe to and get push notifications to your mobile device using the app.net application. And now they actually have a different way to do that. You can do it via email. And what that means is that so you can put a little widget on your website. And so and rather than have somebody have to go through the trouble of downloading the app.net app, they can get it via email. Because let's face it, everybody has email. It's one of the few universal applications that exist out there. And really, it's nice to see them doing that now. I haven't personally tried it out yet. I did change the link in on my website now for the PhoneBoy Speaks podcast that it now shows you the little widget that you can put in your email address and get and sign up to get email notifications whenever I post something to the PhoneBoy Speaks channel, which is of course every day. But the other side of that is that it's now in addition to doing the push notifications or maybe instead of you can get the email. And now they've also added something that people who manage using the push notifications from app.net might want, which is the analytics, right? So how many people you're pushing push notifications to, how many people open the email, that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, for me, I mean, I have a paid user membership, but you have to have a paid developer account in order to be able to look at the analytics. They plan on adding more analytics over time. They've added some kind of basic stuff today, which is fine. But the other thing that they mentioned, in this blog post that they put out announcing all of these features, is they said, well, now we have more people using the ADN platform for broadcasts reading broadcasts than actually using the microblogging, which, there's a bunch of people that have been tracking the microblogging there's statistic sites that show how many active users are using the microblogging part of app.net and give you all kinds of statistics. And it hasn't been growing, maybe it has or it hasn't, again, depending on who you ask. Depending on how you look at the statistics, but the broadcast thing apparently has become at least as popular or more popular. And so now they're continuing to go down this road and improving it. I think people who say app.net is dead or whatever, they're only looking at one aspect of it. And I've always viewed app.net personally as a long-term play it has a microblogging thing today, but they're building a platform on which there's going to be a lot of other stuff built. And, hopefully that it's the current business model is sustainable enough that they're able to keep it going. And again, microblogging could stay a very, very small part of it as far as that goes. But the push notifications feature is actually, it's useful. And as I said, it now has email capabilities. And I think it's actually worthwhile. There's been other services that have done that. So now you've basically got both, and it costs you as a business, $100 a year to essentially have this capability. So, this could be interesting. I'm wondering what else they're going to do with this. And I suspect that we'll see more things from the app.net crew, just other things that they're going to be building on this platform. I'm looking forward to seeing more stuff.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.